Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Minuli teden je Viktorija sprostila pravila glede nošenja mask. V New South Walesu je zavladal preplah zaradi hotelske karantene. Zahodna Avstralija pa je odprla meje prebivalcem New South Walesa in Viktorije brez karantene. To prilogo je pripravil Greg Diet.
Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
V Viktoriji so se sprostila pravila glede nošenja mask za obraz, vendar pa so še vedno obvezne na javnih prevozih, v trgovinah oziroma trgovskih centrih in tam, kjer fizična daljava ni mogoča. Premier Daniel Andrews pravi, da je maske vedno potrebno nositi s seboj.
Everyone must carry a mask, unless you've got a medical exemption. Everyone must carry a mask. Masks have been a great insurance policy for us and they remain as such. We'll have another look at this into January and see whether those rules can change.
Professor John Skerritt iz Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration pravi, da so v Združenem kraljestvu potrdili uporabo cepiva Pfizer, ki ga uporabljajo v nujnih primerih.
Come late January or February, we actually not only will have the data from the clinical trials of 10 to 40,000 depending on the type of trial people. But we'll also have the real-world experience of several hundred thousand people having had the vaccine. And that'll enable us to know whether or not it's suitable, for example, if you have multiple sclerosis and certain conditions. It'll actually improve the quality of the advice that we can give for Australians.
Mednarodna letalska posadka iz ZDA naj bi bila vir okužbe hotelske čistilke v Sydneyju. Ženska se je okužila po delu v enem od karantenskih hotelov v Sydneyju. V skladu z veljavnimi pravili mednarodna letalska posadka pred prihodom v karanteno ni dolžna opraviti testov COVID-19, saj mnogi od njih ostanejo tu le kratek čas pred vrnitvijo domov. Premijejka Gladys Berejiklian pravi, da primer poudarja izzive ohranjanja hotelskega karantenskega sistema in preprečevanja virusa v skupnosti.
This is a stark reminder about how contagious the disease is, what a risk it is, and also the burden that New South Wales plays day in and day out in managing our quarantine system.
Napaka policista na letališču v Sydneyju je nemški državljanki in njenemu sinu omogočila ukrcanje na letalo za Melbourne. 53-letna ženska in 15-letni fant sta sedaj v karanteni v Melbourneu, potniki na letalu pa prisiljeni v izolacijo in testiranje. Odgovornost za napako je prevzela policija New South Walesa, namestnik komisarja Jeff Loy pa pravi, da je temu botrovala napačna komunikacija.
We're not suggesting that they lied. There was a language barrier, there was communication issues, and the police officer has admitted the mistake that he didn't check the appropriate exemption forms and the paperwork appropriately.
Zahodna Avstralija od 8. decembra dalje potnikom iz New South Walesa in Viktorije dovoljuje vstop v državo brez karantene. Premier Mark McGowan pojasnjuje.
I want to acknowledge and thank everyone for their patience and understanding, not only in the last week but over the course of the whole year. While our border controls have been one of our most effective weapons in the fight against the virus, they've come with consequences for many families. But the good news is, with confidence and on the basis of the best health advice, we can now take this next cautious and safe step forward.
Potniki iz Južne Avstralije lahko od včeraj dalje v Zahodno Avstralijo prav tako potujejo brez karantene. Za več informacij obiščite sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku. Thank you.